This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to start today with a trifecta of sorts. Three different stories on three different slices of this economy that will, in 8 or so minutes from now, have delivered a handy overview of where things stand at this precise economic moment. And we begin with a topic well known to regular listeners of this program. Stuff. Inventory is the technical term, and how much extra inventory retailers built up during the pandemic. They have spent most of the past year, those retailers have, trying to get rid of all that excess, in very large part by offering discounts to move stuff off their shelves. Well, to that point, this morning, Target said its inventories are 17% lower than they were last year, thank you very much, and as a result, it is not going to be offering as many discounts. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that does not necessarily mean the era of markdowns is behind us.
Excess inventory can be a drain on retailers. It can bump up storage fees. Items can go out of style or go bad. So offering a discount can help businesses clear the shelves.
If you can use it to drive traffic into the stores, then that can be a win.
That's Sonia Lipinski, managing director at Alex Partners. She says stores can drive sales by using markdowns selectively.
There's got to be the right mix in terms of what product's being marked down, how that product's positioned in the store even, so that the consumer has something different to buy at full price.
But steep discounts aren't exactly great for profits. So now that many retailers have sorted out their inventory issues,
and they've gotten to the point where they don't feel the need to have to mark things down to get inventories back to a more normalized level.
That's Brian Yarbrough, consumer research analyst at Edward Jones. He says retailers still have to worry about getting people in the door. And if a retailer starts offering fewer discounts,
there's always that potential that consumers say, well, hey, I was coming in there because you had a bunch of apparel and home items, 20, 30, 40, 50% off. But now that you're back to full price, you know, I'm not paying that.
Especially since apparel, home items, and other discretionary products aren't all that popular right now. Mickey Chata at Moody's says people are still willing to spend money, but they're spending more of it on travel and entertainment, and also necessities like food.
If I want to buy apparel, I can postpone that purchase, but I need to buy food and other items that I need, you know, for my day-to-day.
As a result, Chata says discounts aren't going away entirely. Not because retailers have too many products on hand that they need to get rid of. Rather, because they need us to keep buying things.
Promotional activity is part and parcel of retail. It's never going to go away.
Chata says we might even see more discounting if consumers get even choosier about where they spend their money. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.